Welcome back to Sweet But Salty, the bliss point of podcasts. Or should I say, I'll be home for Christmas. Listening to this snippet for such a long time today, but let's not get into it. I am home for Christmas because I live with my parents, so it's basically a no-brainer where I'll spend the holidays. It's with my family, and that's really beautiful because this time of year is really about that. And when this episode comes out, it's actually Christmas Day, the first Christmas Day, so maybe you will hear this on Christmas or later on. Either way, I want to wish you a very Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. Not just to you, but also to your loved ones and to this entire world, because I think we all need it. And I really hope that you spend these days with someone special or more than one special person, and that you can really take some time to reflect and wind down, because that to me is always the best part about this time of year, is that we get to be quiet and still and kind of reflect back on the year that has been, which I've been doing today in a very interesting way, because I spend so much time, and by that I mean literally 10 hours, 8 hours, I don't know, building my design portfolio, and through that, looking back at the year and realizing how much I have actually done and created, and that's just a beautiful thing to do. But I think in my next episode, I'll talk a lot more about goal setting and reflection. But let me just tell you, it's so wonderful and a blessing to have found something, an activity that brings me money and joy at the same time, and that I can literally spend my free days with and still feel energized and happy after I'm done. So, or not even done, but yeah, just I love designing, I love creating, and I love looking back at what I have created and holding something in my hands, something tangible, or at least seeing it in front of me is such a good feeling, and I really enjoy it, and it's just a wonderful thing. And I really hope that everyone has this kind of passion in their lives. And one of my goals for the next year, and I'm talking about this even though I didn't want to in this episode, but it doesn't matter, one of the not just goals, but like the feelings I want to feel in this coming year is actually excitement and passion for something. And I feel like I'm slowly but steadily arriving at the conclusion and at the realization that I have chosen the right path for me in my life. And that's just beautiful. And I'm very, very grateful for that. And yeah, I'm just excited to see what the new year will bring. And I really hope that you feel the same way, that you're as excited as me. And if you're not, if Christmas is a hard time for you, which I also totally understand, I really hope you get through these days without much trouble and maybe get a fresh new idea for something that you are excited by. And if you like Christmas as much as I do, again, please have a blast, celebrate with your loved ones, have a wonderful time, enjoy yourself, and that's about it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening to me and my Christmas flow. I really hope that you enjoyed this, and if you did, please make sure to rate my podcast wherever you're listening. Make sure to subscribe, and I will catch you between the years on Thursday. Stay tuned. Bye.